All right, everybody, radio. Let's run this motherfucker, man. Hey, this is At the End of the Day with AD. And if you guys is wondering why my co-host isn't here, unfortunately, she left the show. So we're going to smoke on a Yazzy pack, and we're going to give her a salute. A moment of silence for Yazzy, y'all. I don't know how the fucking song go. You know what I'm saying? It's my brother Junebug. What's up, man? Hey.
What's going on, brother?
I'm just playing, y'all. Yazzy's sick, y'all. She ain't quit, man. She ain't quit.
Nah. I didn't know whether to laugh.
No, you was like, damn, it's fucked up. Nigga say he's smoking on the pack and shit like that. Nah. She ain't quit, y'all. Don't freak out. Yeah, she be back next week. She had a sore throat, so yeah.
Uh-oh.
I said, man, you might have that COVID-19. You know what I'm saying?
That Roni.
Go get that. Pastaroni check, you know what I mean? The San Francisco treat, you feel me? June, what's up, man?
What's going on, bro?
But bro, what's the deal, man?
What's the deal, man? We're going crazy right now.
Hey, bro, I was happy, man. Nigga hit me up, was like, hey, bro, fuck with the show. I'm like, nigga, you've been fucking June bugging around the world, and you fuck with the show, man. I like that shit, man. How life been for you, bro? Let me know.
Life has been amazing, man. For the past, the challenge been out for about a little bit over a month now, but man, something new every day. You know what I'm saying? Celebrities hitting me up, going to different states, you know what I'm saying? Collabing. It's been a movie, so I'm grateful, bro.
Bro, I was like, when I first seen this shit, I first seen Gilly did that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Shout out to Gilly,
everybody,
man.
Everybody say that.
Bro, Gilly a good nigga, man. Shout out to Gilly, shout out to Wallo.
Gilly, for sure.
Yeah, bro, he, when I seen him do that shit, I was like, bro. Wow. This shit is funny as fuck, bro.
It's wild.
Bro, wild as hell. And I actually went on tour with Gilly. Like, really? My first tour and shit like that. Yeah, I went on tour with Bone Thugs and Harmony. And fucking, me and Gilly, bro, that nigga had me laughing every fucking night, bro. And to see how far he fucking came and what he's doing now, especially for the podcast game. And now I'm in this shit too, bro. That shit is like fucking amazing. But I never forget, man. Me and Wallo always was cool and shit like that. I accidentally offended Wallo one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because are you familiar with this movie called what's the Bruce Leroy movie called? I think it's The Last Dragon. You ever seen that with Bruce Leroy?
I know him with him and Bruce Leroy and all that.
Bro, I didn't know that he was so much of a fan. You feel me? He was posting up Bruce Leroy and shit, and I made a joke. I was like, he said something like Bruce Leroy superhero. I was like, man, Bruce Leroy get the shit beat out of him or something like that. And that nigga got so mad. He unfollowed me from Instagram. Bro, that nigga was, I didn't know, like, it was, I was just joking around and shit like that. He hit me like, don't you ever come at Bruce Leroy like that.
Yeah, don't say nothing about Karate Earl.
Nah, that's that nigga idol.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I was literally like, damn. I was like, man, I offended this nigga Wallo. And then I ended up running into these niggas in fucking Houston. And nigga, I ran into Gilly and Wallo in Houston, man. Them niggas was like, bro, you know you was wrong for that shit, but you know them niggas is cool. We was all having fun and shit like that. Yeah, man. But then my guy, so like the June Bug challenge, like what the fuck made you think of that shit, bro?
So what I do, I've been making videos for 5 years. I recently just started getting on TikTok, and I recently, like in December, first time I've dropped the video, first time I seen the video was December 23rd. So what I did was on my FYP, you know what that is? Your For You page?
No, nigga, what the fuck is that?
It's basically like the Explore page, but on TikTok. So it show you all the best viral videos the best viral videos. The challenge, or the song was already trending. So somebody already made a challenge to that song. You know what I'm saying? So I seen it on my FYP, and I did not fuck with the dance at all. So I said to myself, like, what I do is I always, you know what I'm saying, put my own little twist on things. So I basically took the song, and I just made my own dance to it. I didn't know. When I first
posted show these niggas, girl.
when I first posted the video, like, the caption was, I never knew the name of this dance. And a whole bunch of dudes from New York follow me, so they end up commenting, that's a Smutty dance. I didn't know that. But a few days later, or you know what I'm saying, when it started getting viral and popping and all that, the running joke in the comments was, oh, is that Gilly? He was like, Gilly. You know what I'm saying? So that's, you know, if you know Gilly always posts people that look like him. You know what I'm saying?
You do favor him, too.
I don't know how y'all see it. But.
Your name should be, well, your name is Junie. Junie, nigga. Junie the kid, nigga.
But yeah, he ended up posting me first, you know what I'm saying? Like making a joke, you know what I'm saying? A girl posted, DM'd him and said, this is you. He posted it, making fun of me, my cotton Dockers. I would never wear cotton Dockers, wrinkle-free cotton Dockers and whatnot. And then he followed up with it by doing the exact same thing I did in the video. And that's what made it a challenge. It wasn't a challenge at first, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? If anybody knows challenges, all challenges are mockeries. So he, you know what I'm saying, doubled down. And I'll say, I gotta come up with the name. You know what I'm saying? So I was like,
nigga, named it yourself.
I named it myself.
You a cold nigga. I did the same thing.
I named
it
myself. You know what I'm saying?
I did the same thing.
Because over the years, bro, you know what I'm saying? Every single challenge that's been out, you know what I'm saying? You got the Running Man challenge, you got the Mannequin challenge, you got the Harlem Shake challenge. Like, who started those?
You ain't no identity behind it.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, name it after myself. You know what I'm saying? Random people come across it. Who is Junebug?
nigga waving like Michelle Obama and shit, bro. Nigga, cold, cuz.
So,
bro, I
made sense.
My dad, nigga, I seen my dad do this shit. I said, man, this shit getting out of control now, bro.
Yeah, bro. Inmates, you know what I'm saying? Beekeepers.
Okay, look, the inmates, I can see that crazy. Though. That shit's cracking. But when I seen, what's a nigga name? Howie Mandel?
Oh, man.
Come on, bro.
Oh, man, Deal or No Deal? I didn't know who he was at first. Like, I had to, because, you know, I was too young for that. But, you know what I'm saying? I showed
you
to my
ain't
homie.
Too young for Howie, man. Howie is everywhere, man.
I'm like, this dude look hella familiar. And he was like, bro, that's Deal or No Deal.
You thought
like,
it was Mr. Clean, shit. Huh?
I did.
Nigga, Mr. Clean doing the Jew bug, bro. No, nah, bro, but that
crazy,
shit,
man.
Like, what? So for people who don't know, people may not know the name of that song. Has the artist reached out to you and, like, you know what I'm saying, try to fuck with you in any type of capacity?
It was mostly me initiating everything. And then, I think a couple weeks into it, didn't really acknowledge me at first. And then when it started popping, you know what I'm saying, he ended up showing love and liking my comments and whatnot. But, you know, no follow or nothing like that.
Man, yeah. Tell that nigga he gotta follow you, man. You the shit going to the charts now, bro. Off of this motherfucking dance, bro.
Yeah, bro. I don't expect anything from anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Man, that's a good attitude.
I've been through this before. You know what I'm saying? With like blowing people's songs up and whatnot.
Nigga, pop your shit,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. So I don't expect anybody to like give me anything from it. So it was more from my you know what I'm saying, my brand and, you know, getting shit out there. So, yeah, bro. I don't expect nothing from him.
Man, you a good nigga, bro, because I'd be tripping, bro, if I was you, man.
I was tripping at first, but I'm like, nah. There's only so much you can do, you know what I'm saying?
It's only so much that nice shit can get you, man. You could try to be politically correct and shit like that, bro.
That's
but,
true, too.
You know what I mean? Like, I know niggas now, like, trying to be your best friends and shit like that. Like, June, yeah. I need you, man. I mean, I feel the same way. I was like, June, nigga, if you don't come on my show, my nigga, I'm going to kidnap you and your manager and everybody. I don't give a fuck about no goddamn challenge or no goddamn, like, goddamn bug shit. But nah, nigga, like, on some real shit, that's dope, bro. And you got a good attitude and you got good energy. You feel me?
Yeah.
And that's why the longevity is going to be there because, nigga, I didn't even fucking know you did the fucking, I think you, I don't want to, Harlem niggas, do not get mad at me right now.
Yeah, be careful. Careful.
I ain't gonna say you're the number one, but you
absolutely
top
not.
Three to me for the fucking Harlem Shake. And when I tell you I had watched this video, bro, so many times, and it wasn't particularly the dancing. It was like, bro, this happy. Nigga look happy as fuck. Happy. Like, happiness. My nigga, you can watch that video, and it's like, if you're having a bad day, like, mm-hmm. man, look at this nigga, cuz. You feel me?
Yeah, bro.
We got to, hey, Josh, play one of these videos, man. Because this nigga is a Harlem Shake king, and he's from the Bay. I want to see. Look at this shit. I watched this shit. I was like, what the fuck? This nigga look happy as hell, man. Bang that motherfucker.
Yeah, bro. I learned all in 6 months from videos.
From Harlem? Let's play that shit, Josh.
A crazy feat.
Look at him.
This is back in the Bay, by the way. Some big ass boots, man. Four years ago, bro.
Damn.
Going on five in December.
Damn, time be flying.
Man. Yeah, bro, that was my first blow up, bro.
As a nigga from the West Coast as well, bro, this shit made me want to, like,
get into it.
Just Harlem Shake, like, yeah, when nobody's around and shit.
Yeah.
Nobody around, bro. Can't. You know what I mean? Look at this nigga, man. Look. See, bro, I swear you, like, so, because, like, shout out to Justin Combs and Christian and everybody, yeah, bro. Like, them niggas, bro, like, go to the clubs in L.A., bro. Sure. And they
turn up.
Shout out to Larry, PJ Kev and shit. Them niggas always Harlem Shake. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to ask you this. Well, who is your top five Harlem Shakers of all time?
My top five Harlem Shakers
of all time, nigga.
It's my boy Tweak is the top the top of all time, bro.
I don't know what Tweak is, so I'm gonna give it to you.
Tweak Tune, my boy Tweak Tune is a producer for ASAP Ferg.
Okay.
He's a Harlem Shake legend, pioneer. He's a younger generation, but the original Harlem Shakers, they all actually, like, they all, you know what I'm saying, unanimously, like, top one, top two, top three.
Nigga, I'm saying yours. Come on, man. Who do you think?
My boy Tweak.
That's one.
My boy Golden Child.
Okay.
And my OG, Young Nasty.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it, nigga?
Yeah, my top three. Bro. It's your top three.
All right, look, I'm gonna give you my top, bro. First of all, you miss Diddy, man. How you gonna miss Diddy, man?
You gotta know the pioneer. So you talking about the clouded, like the commercial,
nigga,
like,
man, listen, fuck the commercial, bro. You gotta give it to Puff for bringing a Harlem Shake worldwide. He automatically number one.
You must not see my boy Tweak, but my boy Golden.
We gonna see that shit afterwards. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Then I gotta go back into the Combs family, my brother, yeah, Justin. You feel what I'm saying?
They nice,
man, Christian. But then look, you forgot about Lil Bow Wow, bro. Bow Wow used to be Harlem Shaking, bro, in the video. You don't remember that shit?
I remember it.
And Lil Romeo, bro. Bro, them niggas is ghost status when it comes to the Harlem Shaking, bro.
You gotta I can't peep believe my homies, man. You gotta peep my partners.
And you said Tweak and who else?
Tweak, Golden Child, and Young Nasty. They underground. They all underground. They don't get their credit. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm giving my just due. I'm paying my homage.
You a real nigga for that, bro. Shout out to Romeo, bro. Yeah. And he's like, Romeo.
He did a playful, you know, the kids. He did a playful one.
He's like, Romeo. I want to rock right now. I'm the Rome and I came to get down. I was like, bro. I was like, that shit cracking. Hey, so you went viral off the another Harlem Shake video, right?
Yeah.
In Harlem, right?
Yeah. No, in Times Square.
Oh, come on, Kev.
Times Square. First time in New York.
With the specifics.
First time in New York, we went viral, bro. We're like right off the plane, man. It was.
And we got that shit too with the violin. Let's look at that motherfucker.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Let me see. Play that motherfucker, Josh. And who's that with the violin?
We didn't know who that was at all, dude. Oh, we just walked up to him and was like, hey, bro, did you play to this? He barely spoke English, but you know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all can see, but there was cops in the back, too, looking. Like, I was kind of worried. I'm like, bro, they going to come over here? Like, this is like 3 in the morning.
If anything, the nigga with the violin should be scared of the police. Look, fucking it up.
I come at the end. That's me in all black.
That nigga cold too right there.
All of them cold. That's my boy Mo. My boy Mo Black.
Them niggas is cold.
Yo, look at him though. Look at his hat. Like how you put his hat on or his shirt on. I done played a violin.
First time, bro. You got linked up with Shiggy, bro.
Shiggy? Yeah.
You met him yet?
No, I haven't met him yet.
You know how I met this nigga Shiggy? On fucking Clubhouse, bro.
For real?
Yes, Clubhouse? Bro. I never like had a conversation with the nigga, nothing like that before, but he came into an all LA Clubhouse, fucking like Clubhouse room, bro.
Yeah. And y'all nigga, pressed him?
Bro, it wasn't that, because the nigga cool, bro. We got a lot of the same mutual friends and shit like that, but
yeah,
like the nigga was just making jokes. And then the nigga says something AD, and I was just like, he said something, not nothing bad or nothing like that, okay. But he was just like, he was doing music and shit, and he was like, oh yeah, we got to get in the studio, AD, and I was just like, huh?
You a rapper? You rap?
He played some of his music, it wasn't bad, you know what I'm saying? But like, LA niggas, bro, like when we all get together and shit like that, we gonna give everybody a hard time and shit like that. So Shiggy, if you listen to my nigga, AD, fuck with you, man. Hit your boy up, man. come fuck with me in June and shit like that, man. I don't feel like the way that he got treated in the LA room was
you feel bad for that?
Yeah, man, because he was being cool as a motherfucker, bro. Niggas was just, bro.
What would y'all do? What would y'all tell him to do? Dance? Do that dance?
You can't dance on Clubhouse, man. Nigga gonna hear his feet tapping and shit like that. And nigga tap dance, nigga go.
That'd be hella funny.
But you fuck with Clubhouse?
I just made one today.
Bro, the thing I like Clubhouse, it's two sides of this shit, bro, because like Clubhouse is like really unfiltered, bro.
Yeah.
And niggas be talking crazy on there.
I can imagine. It could be something like super like informative, like people can have like good conversation, but like, you know what I'm saying? Cats get on there talking crazy. Bro, I've heard some stuff.
Bro, niggas be talking crazy. Yeah. And my thing is like, look, if you talk to me crazy on Clubhouse, bro, whenever this pandemic is over and you think the clubs is back open and shit, we going on full press slap a nigga mode. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't even want to like put myself in that position to even get offended or upset over that fucking app. And then, but the other day I found out, like, I seen Master P said them motherfuckers made $1 billion or something. It's worth a billion now or something.
Clubhouse,
bro.
I remember when it was low key. Now I got to Twitter and Instagram, and now it's out of blown out of proportion now.
And then I seen Twitter got a feature they trying to steal from them.
Yeah, you know, Twitter got the fleets.
Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. Stories. Twitter, please don't. I don't want to lose my account again. You ain't stole nothing. You guys are you guys are innovators. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah. I lost my shit twice, bro.
I lost mine once. I lost mine once, and I couldn't get it back for like a year.
Bro, I had got my shit back, and then, nigga, 2 months later, took my shit again. You know how I lost my shit too? Over some goddamn free shoes, bro. They knew exactly how to get me. You feel me?
Free shoes.
All right, look. So I got a homeboy who fuck with all the NBA, and he be playing the celebrity games and shit like that. Mm. And his account hit me up. I didn't know his shit was hacked. And he DM'd me. He was just like, hey, bro, I got this program that I'm with the NBA and shit. You feel me? They looking for influencers and artists and all type of shit. And they like, bro, they can get you like all the off-whites and everything. We'll give you 2 pairs a month. You know what I'm saying? Bro, it sounded great.
Yeah.
They was like, every month we'll send you 2 free pairs of exclusive fucking Nikes and shit. Like Jordans, everything. I was like, oh yeah, nigga. And I'm like, this is from a credible source. So I'm like, yeah, nigga, all right, for sure. Like,
it, be on that.
He was like, all you gotta do, and this, I'm thinking it's him the whole time. I said, all you gotta do, shout out to my homie B Dot, that's his fucking page. He's like, all you gotta do is sign up for this shit, and once it's done, like, it's good. So I was like, all right.
Of course.
I went to sign up. It had 2 options. It says sign in with Google, and it says sign in with Twitter. And I was like, nigga, I don't know about the Google shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad, bro. They would have hacked my Gmail. Oh. Man, I would have been sick. So I signed in with the Twitter. I put my password in, and it said password incorrect. I was like, what the fuck? And I went back and tried to do it again. I actually changed my Twitter password and put the new password into the shit.
Oh, you doubled down. I was like, double back.
I was like, what the fuck? My nigga, 5 minutes later, bro, them niggas changed the recovery email. They changed the number. You feel me? And, bro, they took everything, bro.
And it looked professional as hell.
Bro, they took my account, my verified account, bro. And I'm like, fuck. And my manager, he was like, bro, you dumb. All this over some fucking shoes. You feel me? Like, nigga, loses fucking. Bro, over some 2 tennis shoes a month, bro. Like, my nigga, I was too thirsty for that shit. That shit wasn't even cool, bro.
You got it back, though.
I got it back, right?
With a check.
Bro, Yeah, with the check. Okay. For sure. As soon as I got it back, they DM'd this nigga Adam. Was like, yo, this nigga Adam wrote back. They was trying to get Adam the same type of way.
Yo.
So they was going in like a chain trying to swipe motherfucking shit, bro. Then I got my shit back.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks later, I get another DM. It's another like sweepstakes. Somebody told me, hey, I got this other contest or something like that. I'm just like, all right, I fell for that shit again, man. And they took my shit again, bro. And I lost my shit for another 2 months.
I'm disappointed.
Now I learned my lesson. If Junebug says, bro, I got this program for you, with a, no, I'm not answering that shit, bro. I don't want to lose my Twitter again. Nigga, I'm fucking cool, bro. That shit is crazy. Yeah, man. But
I be seeing the Instagram verification ones. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even click. I don't even, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, it looks so professional now where you click on anything, it could, like, take your information. So I just, like, you know what I'm saying?
They got one on Instagram, too, where, like, they DM me, like, maybe 2-3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And it look professional as hell. And it says, yes, to keep your verified check, you have to sign in. And I'm like, nah,
no,
nigga.
Nope.
You ain't doing that. Because if I lose my Instagram, bro. I'm a jump off the top of no jumper, bro.
I lost mine before.
Oh no!
After the blow up, the Harlem Shake blow up, I gained like 80,000 in 8 months, and then I got some, you know, copyright issues, and they disabled my joint, and I had to start all the way over in 2017. So I was at 80K, and then they took it away. As soon as I moved to LA with my three roommates. You know what I'm saying? Getting ready to get, you know, go on this journey with, like, you know what I'm saying? Getting your clout up and all that, like, snatched it.
That nigga said three roommates. How was that?
It was actually cool because I had a good rapport with all of them. So, like, I would actually spent time with them and, you know what I'm saying, developing a relationship for, like, a year prior. So it wasn't, like, nothing crazy happened really when we was there. No arguments really like that. You know what I'm saying? I hear roommate stories all the time and, like, man, I had it real good.
But
sure.
I had one roommate my whole life, bro, and it's still my homie to this day. Shout out to my homie Spike. But when we had a spot together, bro, like, nigga freshly got some money, moved to North Hollywood. We had a 3-story condo, bro. That shit was pure mayhem, bro. Every fucking
a good one, a good mayhem word.
I mean,
depending on
how you look at it, bro. We had fucking parties almost every fucking night, bro. And people are just getting drunk. And then, nigga, next door to us, it was these Disney fucking kids, bro. These white Disney kids, my nigga, who would just have parties as well, too, bro.
White Disney kids?
They all was with Disney and shit, bro. We ended up linking up with these motherfuckers next door, bro. And we drove the fucking landlord crazy, bro. And, like one time we had a homie that was staying over there with us. We let him stay over there and shit. This nigga did some crazy-ass shit, bro. Crazy-ass shit, bro. Still to this day, I don't know if he's dead or not. I don't know. But this nigga, man, look. We had got this spot, you feel me? We had an extra room and shit. The homie needed a place to stay and shit, so we let the nigga stay over there.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, parties every night, like I said. Everything's cracking and shit like that, right? This nigga, he starts, he starts selling certain products and stuff. You know what I mean? And the nigga coming back and forth, he's giving us, you know what I'm saying, all type of shit. We going, you know what I'm saying? It was a cool exchange.
Mm-hmm.
One day, bro, a nigga come knocking on the door, like boom, 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 boom,
like the police.
Yeah. And nigga, we answer the door, nigga. I'm in the living room. It's like 5 of us and shit. The nigga walk in. He look kind of nervous and shit. I'm like, who the fuck is this nigga? And he asked where the homie was, and he was like, man, he upstairs. So the nigga go walk all the way upstairs and shit. He come back down. As he walking back, the nigga is just looking nervous at all of us and shit like that. We like, what the fuck is wrong? What the fuck is wrong with this nigga? You know what I'm saying? This nigga dip out. Bro, all we hear is a mack. Like, mack. We like, what the fuck? At the window and shit, you feel me? Like, the nigga was throwing shit at the fucking window. The nigga was throwing shit at the window. So I'm like, bro, nigga, I go outside. You feel me? The nigga drive off. Whatever, bro. But, you know, come to find out, the homie had stole this nigga like weed. And and went upstairs and shit like that. And the nigga told him, like, look, if you don't bring me my shit downstairs, I'm about to lay everybody out in the fucking house. You feel me? The nigga didn't tell us nothing, bro. The nigga didn't tell us nothing. Somebody ended up telling him that, like, hey, look, AD, a real nigga from LA, he live over there and shit like that. And the nigga hit me up. He was like, bro, I was parked outside of y'all shit. I was going to spark y'all shit up. You feel me? He said, a nigga took my shit. My nigga, I swear to God, I went to that fucking house. Bro, this nigga was nowhere to be found. I took this nigga mattress, bro, and I threw that motherfucker over the balcony and shit. I took all his clothes like he was my bitch or something. Threw all the shit. Nigga just hauled that motherfucker out. You know what I'm saying? And I called a nigga. I'm like, nigga, come catch your fade. You feel me? The nigga, then he was like, nah, bro. I love you, man. I'm like, nah, you don't love nothing. Come catch his fade. And then this nigga sent his mama to come get his mattress and everything like that. I come out the house, my nigga, ready to get in. His mama over there.
His mom pulled up.
Man, I couldn't touch his mama, man.
Sit his mom, bro.
I couldn't touch his mom, but I even helped her. I was like, you need help with this mattress?
I'll do this for you.
And then like a month later, somebody told me, yeah, they seen his obituary. I don't know if they told him to tell me that and shit. So if I see that nigga, I still owe my family, whoop his ass.
How long ago was that?
This shit was like 3 years ago,
three
bro.
3 years? 3 years? You still
you know who that. He is? Look, I'm going to look in the camera. Got the eye of a tiger. Oh, nigga, I see you. I'm going to fuck you up, nigga. But no, like, how do you feel in L.A.? Like, have you had any close calls in L.A.? Or some shit that you had to be on your pivot for, bro? Because, like, living out here, bro, this shit really the jungle.
It's definitely different. Nah, I mean, I'm a homebody, man. I stay in the house, bro. If I ain't got to be outside, I'm not going to be outside.
Smart man. Smart man. You know what
I'm saying? Like, I don't really party that much. I might seem like I party a lot, like on social media and everything, like, cause I'm always dancing and whatnot, but like, I'm like complete opposite from when the camera turned off. So low key introvert, you know, I only turn up when I have to turn up.
That means you be with the bitches, bro.
I don't. I don't. I be chilling, man. I'm saying I'm a wholesome guy.
Yeah, that's good. So Junebug, you looking for somebody right now?
Nah, I'm good.
You sure?
I'm working, bro. Got the child. I ain't got time for all that, bro.
All right. Let me ask you this thing. Who the fuck is your dream girl right now? If you've seen her right now, you gonna shoot. Who you shooting your shot at? Because I'm gonna tell you mine afterwards.
Angela Bassett.
You lying, nigga. You like them seasoned like that?
Seasoned.
You like the bag, bro. You good nigga, bro.
I was about to say somebody like Cicely Tyson just to throw y'all off.
Bro, Angela Bassett is still bad, bro. I wish Angela took me. That's my dream girl too. But my real dream girl, well, she taken that. It was Precious, bro.
Precious,
bro. What's her name? Gabby? Come on, man. But I heard she only like white niggas and shit, man.
Oh, she do?
I think she just got engaged, man.
Oh, man.
I really, and my reasoning for it was kind of fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, my reasoning for it was, it's like, all right, look, I'm going to get with this lady. I'm going to be walking down the fucking all the red carpets with her and shit like that.
Just planning it out.
And all the girls are going to be like, he is not shallow. He's a great guy. You feel me? And when she dumped me, my nigga, I'm shooting for Rihanna, bro.
Rihanna. Rihanna. Cream of the crop.
Sky's the limit,
bro. Sky's the limit.
I think I got what everybody like. That's just me, though.
That's just you.
You got to move like that. I ain't no introvert.
You got the confidence, bro.
Man, I'm an introvert. What's it called? Extrovert? What the fuck is it?
Extrovert. You got an introvert and an extrovert.
What the fuck is an extrovert?
Extrovert is
that's me, nigga. I'm the opposite. Nigga party and play around and turn the fuck up all day and shit like that.
I think I'm both, though.
But you say Angela Bassett. You a smart man, bro.
Yeah.
You smart man.
Yeah, aim for the stars.
Nigga, name one Angela Bassett movie.
The Color Purple.
He about to make some shit. Nigga. That's Whoopi Goldberg, bro. You telling me This nigga Chupa.
Wait a minute. Angela Bassett.
Wait. So Whoopi is your woman, bro?
No, I'm not. No.
No, I'm just saying, bro.
I got the movies mixed up. Angela Bassett is like, you know what I'm saying?
The color purple.
50 years old.
Sealy.
Skin still good.
Sealy.
What movie I'm thinking about?
Nigga, ain't the color purple, bro.
What movie I'm thinking about?
I don't know what you thinking about, bro. Look, June, I'm going to give you another try, bro. Angela Bassett movie. Because now I'm convinced you don't know what Angela Bassett look like.
I know. Angela Bassett.
Sister Act 2, bro.
Huh?
Sister Act 2.
Okay.
That's the one.
That's the one?
No, that ain't the one. That's Whoopi Goldberg.
I was about to say.
When Jesus. No, that's not.
Oh, I can't think. Wasn't she like the mom and queen in Black Panther?
Okay, you got that.
She was.
All right, you got that. You got that.
Okay.
All right. You got that. You got that. I'll give you one.
Redeem myself.
Bro, you said a color purple, bro.
I was thinking of Oprah.
This nigga is crazy. Oh my God, bro. No, bro. That was classic right there. And like I said, bro, I wanted to fuck with Precious and shit, bro.
Precious.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of a kind.
But my real dream, bro, is Angela Bassett now, if you've seen this
Angela
shit.
Bassett?
I like her.
What's your favorite Angela Bassett movie?
Black Panther.
Ah, okay. All right. Yeah, you don't know neither. You don't know neither.
Nigga, you made me forget. I'm thinking.
I'll make you forget.
My nigga, all I'm thinking of is the color purple now, bro. That nigga.
It sounded like she was in that shit, though.
No, it don't sound like she was in that Like, nah, bro. You a cold nigga for that, bro. We gonna move on from that. This nigga Junebug is crazy, bro. All right, so you from the Bay, right? What part of the Bay you from? Tell people what part of the Bay you from, bro.
From Southside Richmond, California, Rich City. That's, you know what I'm saying? Oakland get all the credit, man, but take that 10-hour, that 10-minute drive, and it's, you know what I'm saying? We in Richmond.
Richmond is like Compton for me, bro. I'm from Compton. You feel me? Like,
yeah, I think, yeah, I can see that. Is Inglewood like Oakland?
You can say that.
Yeah. Because I lived in Inglewood for like a year in eighth grade.
You would have had to been the blood.
Yeah. Wait. Okay, I'm not even going
to. No. I'm just saying, Junebug has no gang affiliation.
I have no gang affiliation.
I'm just saying, when you grow up in Inglewood, everybody come out of Inglewood, they on the B side. You know what I mean?
I used to go to, I used to go to Darby Park.
Oh shit!
That's where the family.
That's where the bloods is, bro.
The families, right?
Yeah.
I used to go there like very seldom, though.
They ain't never try to like recruit you.
Nah,
like you would have been Junebug. Nah. You been Junebud.
Junebud. I used to walk to Centinella, right? Centinella Park.
Bro,
I used to walk there too.
Boy.
Yeah, bro.
Boy. Growing up, bro. We would never go over them places and shit. Nah,
I went there a couple of times, so I ain't gonna act like I was over there all the time.
Like, bro, I'm from Central, bro. Like,
Central,
yeah, you know I'm saying, like, we got some shit called West Park. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean Hemingway Park is the same way.
What
like,
about Jim Gilliam?
What the fuck is Jim Gilliam?
Gilliam Park. You never heard of Jim Gilliam?
Is that where Angela Bassett is from?
You never heard of? Am I saying the name wrong?
I don't know, nigga. I'm from Compton, bro. I don't know about the Jim Gilliam.
I heard that's the park you don't go to.
Where's it at? What streets?
I don't know. All I heard is that's the park I'm not supposed to go to. So I'm saying.
I think that's where Whoopi Goldberg was born.
Jim Gilliam.
Jim Gilliam, bro. That's what it sounds like. That's what they feel in the color purple, huh?
Jim Gilliam.
Nah, but what artists from Richmond do you fuck with? Because people don't know, bro. Richmond got a lot of talent, bro.
Yeah. I am Sue from Richmond, right?
Nigga, you from Richmond, you tell me.
I am Sue, J-Ant.
Shout out, hey, you know, I just seen J-Ant at the studio, bro. Yeah.
J-Ant, real cool dude, man. Yeah. He from Richmond, too. Yeah. Specifically them two.
Okay. So I asked you earlier, you wasn't really big on the hyphy scene.
I passed it. I was too young for all that.
So when you was growing up, what was the shit for you like, wave wise, what was the first like wave that caught? Cause like me, like, when fucking Crumpin' came out and Clown Dancing, bro, that shit took L.A. by storm. Like, when I tell you,
I can only imagine.
My nigga, elementary school, bro, everybody got a cereal backpack. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Niggas is dancing with tails and shit. Mm-hmm. I think Tito, you was doing that shit too, huh? Look, the homie in the back. You know what I'm saying?
Out there.
Nah, bro, and it evolved from that shit, bro. Like, I was showing Adam and them the other day. We used to have this shit called Battle Zone, bro. Like, where the niggas in the city would sell out the whole forum. Mm-hmm. Like, the whole forum, bro. Shit'd be booming. You know what I'm saying?
So niggas, you said, that's when Crump first came out.
My
too.
Nigga went Crumping and Clowning, bro. It's crazy. It's a movie called Rise you gotta see.
I've heard about it. I still bro, get to see it.
Everybody in the city wanted to be in that movie, bro. It was the biggest shit, bro. Mm-hmm. That and then. It evolved. No, not Stomp the Yard. Stomp the Yard took.
I feel like that's when, I feel like Rise was Stomp the Yard for me. Like, or Stomp the Yard was Rise for me.
It all that evolved from that. Into, like Chris Brown really took that shit, bro. And you know what I'm saying. He was Chris used to like take niggas from our city and take them on China on tour and have them dance and shit like that. Real so one. Shout out to Chris for that. Yeah, bro. He did a lot of shit for niggas like DJ Goofy and Miho and shit like that. But then it evolved, bro. Like. When Jerkin came out, that shit changed LA forever as well, too, bro. Like, from the way niggas dressed. I remember when Jerkin first came out.
I remember.
Nobody knew what Jerkin was. It was just a word. Niggas was just saying the word and shit like that. And then people don't understand that. Most of the Jerkin dances came from, like, gangbang dances.
For real?
In LA, yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought it came from the Rangers. Remember the Rangers?
Nah, ain't come from them niggas. Them niggas made it popular and shit. Them niggas is cool.
I always love hearing that, like the origin.
I got a homie, Donnie B, rest in peace. You feel me? Like the Harlem 30s, you know what I'm saying? They used to do a dance called a Tiny Loke. Mm. And that was like a real gangbang dance. And then, you know what I'm saying? We had homies from over there. They brought that shit to Compton. Everybody started doing that shit. And then that ended up turning into the Jerkin dance,
dope.
Bro.
That's dope.
And then when niggas be hopping on two legs and shit like that, like
the reject or whatever this shit.
Bro, that shit came from the fucking Park Village Crips. Like, that was they dance. It was called the Yacht Dance, and niggas made that part of fucking Jerkin, bro. And it was dope too, how to see how something is coming from gang culture and the kids is taking it and they taking it worldwide and changing the identity when it comes to that shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Well, so like the waves of LA, bro, just been fucking crazy. And when the Jerkin shit came out, that shit really changed everything musically. Like, before niggas wasn't LA, like young niggas wasn't getting record deals and shit like that back then.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't go to it. Like, I couldn't go to no Darby Park or anything like that. I couldn't go to other neighborhoods and shit like that. So when a nigga started doing music, it's like, okay, he's from over here, he's from over here. Everybody start connected, doing fucking concerts together and shit and having fun and shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's how YG started off, right?
He was bro. But YG was the first nigga from the Jerkin shit to go to jail. And when he got out, he kind of like, the wave was like damn near dying. And then that nigga got out and he just made it. He just went just full like gangster with it. You know what I'm saying? He was pushing that from the start though.
Yeah, I went to Frederick Douglass in eighth grade. Shout out to ISF. That was like 2010. Mm. So I caught like the height of Jerkin.
I had a 1 year old by then too.
For real?
Yep. I was bro. Fresh out of high school, bro. Baby all the way.
It's funny though, cause I didn't start dancing until after high school. So even when in the Jerkin movement, like I thought it was raw, but like I never danced at all. I was a super shy dude in high school and whatnot. And you know,
introvert. Heard that from you.
Introvert. I'm an introvert. Shout out to all the introverts, man.
I'm gonna keep going. You was in thought. My bad. Fuck
not
you.
Bad. Not bad. That's all I was saying. I missed the whole Jerkin movement, but I wish, you know what I'm saying? That was a great time. I thought it's crazy to see how fast that, like, what year, like, you know what I'm saying? What period of Jerkin was it? Like, it died fast.
That shit died fast.
Why?
I think it's, I think, nigga, I don't know, bro. Why did
that
Jerkin
shit was
die?
Hot. Like,
when the New Boys came out, that was the identity for it. Maybe when they shit started fizzling out, that's kind of like when the shit happened. But like I said, when YG got out of jail, he he took it to a whole nother level. Because I remember that was the first artist I was like, damn, this is a real young nigga from the city that's getting on. Like, you feel me? Like, that made everybody like, okay. Because before that, I feel like everybody was doing music for hobbies and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, it really wasn't like trying to take a professional and take it to the next level. So when he got signed, I know for like me and everybody else, niggas was like,
motivated.
Man, niggas got to step their shit up. Nigga got a Def Jam deal and shit like that. They came, you know what I'm saying? They giving niggas chances and shit. And then from there, bro, just shit just fucking evolved and shit like that. But even like in the Bay, like, I've heard about so many artists from the Bay just from the hyphy movement of their dances and shit like that. Like, nigga would listen to Turf Talk, you know what I'm saying? Got introduced to Turf Talk, Mac Dre, fucking Droopy, Keith the Sneak, bro, and this shit continued to go on, you know what I'm saying? And, and it's dope, bro, like, you coming from Richmond, you pushing a positive mold and shit like that, and you doing something dope, bro, because you got one of the personalities, bro, that nobody will know where the fuck you from. You know what I'm saying?
It's a compliment.
Nigga, it's a compliment. Sure.
That's a compliment. But
do you know any Bay dancers, bro?
Any Bay dancers?
You a turf talker?
I never was into turf and none of that. Like,
bro, that turfing shit is hard, though.
It's hard.
Look, there you go. Turf, you got,
you know what I'm saying?
Me
like that, I never got into it. It was too complex for me, but yeah. You know what I'm saying? I looked out of the state to, like, you know what I'm saying, get my inspiration from dancing.
Nigga, so you went straight to motherfucking
New York.
Got it. You smart.
The energy is crazy out there, man.
It is, bro. I remember my first time in Times Square. It was just, like, unreal to me.
It's crazy.
Because, you know, you always see downtown L.A. and you see Hollywood, but, like, to really, like, look up and see these big-ass towers and shit and so many people, it's a whole totally different spectrum of shit. Like,
for sure.
I got a lot of respect for the East Coast and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to go back out there, though.
Yeah, I fuck with the vibe out there, too, bro.
So what else you got going on right now? I heard you got a McDonald's deal or something?
McDonald's campaign, a regional campaign with the one in San Francisco and Florida. Mm. They got a Shamrock Shake coming out. Push that with the dance.
Doing a commercial?
Not yet. We'll see about that.
Mickey D's, man. Look out for motherfucking June, but and add me in it too.
Shot the AD.
You know what I'm saying, man? Come on, man. I want a Shamrock. I like Mickey D's, you know what I'm saying? What about the Foot Locker shit?
Foot Locker. So we just came back from New York. I did a little commercial or a little campaign Instagram post for them too. They just hit us up like last minute or while we was there. I pulled up, you know what I'm saying? The guy that was directing everything, he was like, yeah, so I got a, do you need me to call my editor? Do you need me to call me director to direct the video? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, no, bro, this is what I do.
All right, so look.
This is what I do. It's cool, I got it. Just give me a camera, iPhone. I'm gonna set a shot up right here. I'm gonna set a shot right here, and I got you.
You smart, bro.
And we got it done in like 30 minutes.
So So what is next? Because people always ask this shit, what do you got coming next that you like, you want to venture into and shit?
I want to have my own business. So I'm into, as you can see, vintage clothing.
He ain't bringing me shit, bro. Cold nigga, bro. All right, go ahead. You're starting off on the wrong foot, June Bug. You didn't bring me nothing, bro. All right, come on.
I got you, bro. I had to beat you.
I told your manager, too. He was like, yeah, you like my clothing line? I was like, nigga, you didn't come bearing gifts. It's blue, too. Well, come on, man.
I'm an old school guy, man. So, like, the music I listen to, it's all old, and the clothes I wear is all old, the shoes I wear is all old, so it just makes sense for me to go into the vintage thing, and create my own business. Oh. I'm going to drop a song, too, bro, like, for the challenge, like,
let me tell you something. I ain't no fake nigga, bro. If you got a song and that shit weak, cuz, I'm going to hit you. I'm going to like, look, bro, I ain't going to do this shit publicly. I ain't going to do this shit on the show. If it's boo-boo, cuz, I'm going to tell you it's boo-boo.
Please, please, please.
Can we play something now? Why we live?
Let's do it.
Josh? Let's see. And everybody in the chat, let June know how this shit is.
It's goofy. It's funny. It's for the kids.
Turn up.
Get the people dancing.
All right, I'm waiting, June. Please don't let me down, June. I don't want to have to fry your ass. It's the sun. I'm about to bug out.
And it's a dance.
June, get it.
The dance. It's a dance. I'm about to bug. One more time. Come back around.
I'm about to bug. Ah, I'll fuck with this. I'm keeping G. Ready to get it started. Put your left hand. Instructional. Instructional. See, your left hand, your right hand go.
When the beat drop, you gotta go crazy. I'm about to bug out. 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 I'm about to bug. I'm about to bug. Gotta keep the people going crazy, man.
I like that.
Appreciate it, bro. All
right, pause that. You want my honest opinion?
Let me get your honest opinion.
Here it come. I think it's fire, bro.
You think it's fire?
I think it was way.
Like, don't do me. Don't do me. Don't do me. Don't do me.
It give me like 3-6 Mafia vibes, bro. Mafia. But see, it's dope too because I wouldn't expect that coming from you. I'm an energy person. You know what I'm saying?
This is my first time in the booth. So first everything, bro. So I you know what I'm saying? I was self-conscious in there. You know what I'm saying? Until I got my homies in there. Then I started really going crazy. Started loosening up. But like, this is my first, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a rapper. Let's, you know what I'm saying?
You are now, nigga. You're about to bug out, cuz.
It's all fun, you know what I'm saying, to promote the challenge or promote myself, bro. I do, you know what I'm saying? I'm an artist, man. I do many things.
That's how I feel, bro.
Many things.
I say I'm a rapper, actor, gang member, podcaster.
Yeah, you're just creative. You know what I'm saying? We out here.
You know what I'm saying? A man of many traits and shit. But, bro, that's fire. They give me like 3-6 Mafia vibes. Appreciate and shit like it, that. Bro. That's some shit that I would really like. If you do a crazy ass video, bro, with like a million motherfuckers doing your shit, bro,
it's out of here.
You gotta do an ASAP though.
ASAP for sure, for sure.
You gonna do the video out here?
You got to. You gotta pop out. I need you in the video.
I gotta make my cameo, man.
You know what I'm saying? Got a left hand. Then
they right have me looking at my hands like this.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm about to This nigga Joe, you got good energy, man. Look, before we wrap this motherfucker up, man, my brother Justin bought me a present, man. I don't know what it is. I've been waiting, man. Shout out to my brother Saeed, man, with the jury. You know what I'm saying? I gotta see this shit. We gotta do this. You feel me? Where motherfuckers at, man? Come on, man. Show me this motherfucker,
okay,
man. Yeah.
Okay.
Justin, where you at too, man? Let me see, man. They bought your boy, my brother. They said, I got something crazy for you. Let me see this motherfucker, man. Shout out to Justin Holmes. Let me see, man. I want the camera to see this motherfucker, man. Hold on. Don't want to fuck it up, man. Let me see. Y'all ready?
Okay.
Man, that's the logo right there,
that's
man.
That's the logo.
Look,
that's hard.
Show these motherfuckers, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's hard.
Y'all want to get... Thank you, brother, man. Real nigga, man.
Hey, Saeed, wait. Okay. Tell them how they can find your shit. I'm about to put this motherfucker on right there.
Woo! Hit me on Instagram, Saeed, or West Coast Jewelers LA.
Oh, yeah, this is fire right here. You see that?
The mic?
Tell them, Saeed.
You can get me on Instagram, Saeed, or West Coast Jewelers LA.
Damn, this is fire, bro. You detailed this motherfucker?
Like a motherfucker, man. Come on.
Come on, man. Put this motherfucker on. God damn, right. I gotta add some links to this motherfucker. No, it's probably good. Hold on.
It sits right on top.
Wait a minute. I put it on with the goddamn wire.
You shining.
Yeah. Hold up. This is fucking dope. Let me take this motherfucker off. Hold on. I'm about to bug out. Oh, yeah, this is fire, bro. Yeah, bro. And it got by Saeed in the back of it. Hold on, put this motherfucker on. It's gonna sit right on top. Let's see this motherfucker. Let's see. How that motherfucker look, man?
You valid.
You know what I'm saying? Sit right in the middle. You know what I mean? Shout out to motherfucker Saeed, my brother Justin Holmes, man. That's dope as fuck. Look at my brother, man. Look at my brothers, man. Hey, if y'all wanna get some jewelry, man, holla at my home. Hey, tell them your Instagram, bro.
Saeed or West Coast Jewelers LA.
I keep his box.
Keep it, the chain back, though.
I was like, damn, nigga. Hey, look. June, appreciate you, appreciate bro. That was brother. Dope as fuck, man. Appreciate hey, you, man. You got a new brother over here, bro. You got great energy, man. This is At the End of the Day with motherfucking AD. And Yazzie will be back next week. We're going to turn the fuck up, man. What's up?